Hello and welcome to York Hair, our mission here on 97.7 The Bolt. Thanks everybody for joining me. And joining me is Michelle. And Michelle, we're talking about Public Health Week. Is that right?
Yes. So this kicks off National Public Health Week, April 1st through April 7th.
Okay.
So today I just want to take a few moments to spotlight our public health team.
Sure.
We come as a very well-rounded, very educated group in different areas. We have four nurses on staff with us at Public Health. Julie Weidert. So Julie is unique. She's been with us for technically 40 years.
Oh, wow.
But she did retire for a period of time in there. So I give her credit for the time she earned prior to retirement.
That makes
so
sense.
She,
like Michael Jordan, she just comes back better than ever, huh?
Yes. She is a rock star who has done so many different duties within HCMH and then came to Public Health. So she truly has 40 years of experience under Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. And Julie is our corporate health work comp nurse.
Okay.
So she's located in the hospital at this point in time, but she does all of the corporate health services and all the work comp services, which when you go to a flu clinic, you're going to see Julie. That's just a given. That's part of our corporate health world. Then we have Nancy Brandhoy, who's one of our other nurses who has been with us for 32 years.
Okay.
So I'm not going to do the math and add up the years between those two ladies. I'll let you guys do that yourself. But just between those two nurses, we have tons of knowledge right there. They've lived and breathed the public health world for a long time. So Nancy is our immunization nurse. She wears a lot of different hats. Immunization, WIC clinic, skilled nursing visits, and then usually anything I ask her to do in the office. And then we have Jolene Cernette, who's been with us for 2 years. And Jolene does the maternal child health. She helps in the corporate health office. She does skilled nursing and, anything else that we ask her to do. She wears a lot of different hats in the office. And our fourth nurse is Caitlin Green, who has also been with us for 2 years.
Okay.
Caitlin does a lot of the health promotion visits, where as soon as somebody comes home from the hospital, Caitlin will give them a call and try to set up a home visit with them.
There you go.
Just to make sure that continuity of care, they have everything they need once they've gone home, and they're safe. And then she also does the dental part at our WIC clinic, and then she fills in and helps out in a lot of different areas as well. So lots of educated nursing staff with us. Then I have two office staff. Christine Trinari is our office coordinator. She's been with the department for 3 years, and she takes care of all the financial stuff and any task that might come in the door that has to deal with money, because I don't like to do that. And April Knight, April's been with the hospital for 20 years. She started off as a home care aide, or actually an aide in long-term care, and then came to Public Health as a home care aide, and now she fills in that role once in a while, but she's my office receptionist. So she does all the crazy busy work that nobody else can seem to get done. And then in our family support program, we have two family support workers. Deb Collins has been with us for 23 years, and Jeannie Stadelman has been with us for 19 years. They both started off as home care aides and then transitioned into the HOPES program, being family support workers, and they are just so educated on child development and nutrition and helping parents have the most positive experience they can when they're bringing home this new baby from the hospital.
Awesome.
And then we have our home care aides. We have Crystal Brundage, that's been with us for 2 years, Tori Leeper, 1 year, and Janice Sheiky, 5 months.
Okay.
So they're my group that has the less longevity, but the work that they do every single day, it's just phenomenal. The relationships they build with our patients, they're in and out of their homes all
incredible.
Day long. So they're really the hands and the eyes of public health out in the community. And then Morgan Olson, she is our nurse practitioner, and so she does a lot of the corporate health work comp stuff with Julie as well. She's been with us for 2 years, and then I've been there for 15. So if you look at us, we're kind of all along the grid there as far as time frame goes. But at Public Health, I always say the coolest thing about Public Health is we get to work the whole lifespan. So from birth until end of life, we get to work with people. And just to spotlight, I know we've talked in the past several times about the different programs we have, but we do a lot of skilled nursing Mm-hmm. Where we'll go into a patient's home and provide nursing services for them in the home. We are not a Medicare certified agency, so if Medicare will cover a service, then we let Unity Point come in and provide that service for it. But if it's a non-Medicare covered service, then our nurses go in. Along with them is our homemaker and personal care services out in the homes. And then, as I mentioned, we have our WIC program. We help people. They can come into our office. We'll help them apply for presumptive insurance eligibility. Christine does an awesome job with that. She understands that program very well. And we also have an interpreter on staff, Elizabeth Burnell. She's been with us for just a few months. She's a shared position between public health and the hospital. But she also goes on our HOPES visits and goes down to our WIC clinic as well to help our Hispanic population and our Spanish speaking. As I said, we do the corporate health work comp, and then we just have a lot of just kind of random programs we do. So we do free blood pressures. If someone wants their blood pressure checked, they can come into the office and we will track that for them, as well as give them the information to take back to their primary doctor. So that's a free service that they can do anytime Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. And we also go off-site sometimes to do those as well for people. We do postpartum baby visits. So when you bring your baby home from the hospital and you have all these questions as to why are they doing this or why aren't they doing this, we can send a nurse out for that visit. And then we have a program, a volunteer program, where we have about 10 volunteers who are trained to help out providing respite services for loved ones. Maybe they need a break from their caregiver duties. Maybe they want to go play cards. Maybe they want to go get their hair done. We have volunteers that can go sit with their loved ones in their home. That's free of charge. They just need to call our office and ask for that service. And then they also help with some transportation. So what our hospital bus doesn't do, like take to the grocery store or, you know, to run errands, things like that, our volunteers will do that. We have some that are lined up weekly to go pick people up and take them to the grocery store. And it's just a nice little benefit that we have. Yeah. And like I said, we have 10 volunteers that are trained to help do that. So, and then we just offer a lot of educational programs in the community. We partner with the schools or different organizations to, well, not only talk about our services, but maybe talk about some programs like tobacco cessation, vaping. That's kind of my soapbox. different things, anything that we can do to kind of help keep the community safe, keep them at home, keep them healthy. That's our forte.
Well, that's awesome. I think a lot of those programs, I'm glad you mentioned it, like the transportation and stuff with the caregivers. There's a lot of things I think people maybe don't think about that you guys, you know, would even do. So it's great that you guys are doing all that.
Right. So that's our public health team and our public health services in a nutshell. We're kind of having a little bit of fun. We're doing a coloring contest with the younger grades at school this week. Doing some stuff out at the hospital. Our Facebook page is going to have some stuff on it this week. And so these girls work really hard every single day. So
I believe it.
And they do it with compassion and they have a passion for what they do.
Well, that's great. So. We'll be right back. More Your Care, Our Mission, right after this.